Today, we're exploring questions about baptism. Maybe you're curious to know, why do Christians do this? Why do they dunk people in water? Or maybe you're a new Christ follower, and you want to know if you need to get baptized yourself, or you want to understand what it's about before you do so. Can we do without baptism? Is it really necessary? Well, we're going to subdivide that question into five questions and answers. And if you have your program with you, you want to open it up, you'll find in there your outline for today's message. And if you have the YouVersion on your smartphone, you can go to the YouVersion Bible app, and under events, you can find the outline there with the scriptures, and you can fill in the blanks right there on the YouVersion Bible app if you can find it. Now, if you can't find it right away and you're wondering what that is, don't try to find it while I'm talking, okay? All right, do me that favor, okay? But we are going to look at five questions and answers about baptism. So you ready? Are you ready? Yes. All right. Well, let's ask and answer the question, what? What? What actually is baptism? Now, many people don't know this about me. I'm going to tell you. I actually died once. Some people do, you know. They die, perhaps on an operating table, whisked out of their body. They see a bright light at the end of the tunnel, and when they get there, maybe they see departed relatives or religious figures or whatever. Well, let me tell you about my experience. It wasn't a near-death experience like I just shared, the ones I just talked about. This was no near-death experience. It was death. In fact, I was even buried. Yes, I was buried. And don't look now, but if you're a born-again follower of Jesus, you died too. Let me show you. Let me clear up the confusion that I have just put you in, all right? Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. And help me out, if you would, when we come to the yellow print. It says, "Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death?" Help me. "For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." This is a great text here. Baptism is the burial of people who have died to their old life. They've been raised to a new life by trusting in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Baptism is actually a burial. That's what it's about. So the answer on your outline to fill in the blanks, it's your burial. What is it? It's your burial and resurrection with Christ. That's essentially what it is. It is a reenactment following Jesus' lead. The Christ follower is reenacting what Jesus did to save us from our sins. Just as Jesus died for our sins, suffering the penalty we deserved to pay, when you become a Christ follower, you die to your sins. You repent. You're heading in this direction, let's say, and you're living for yourself, you're living in your sins, but when you come to Jesus, you repent, you turn, you do an about face, and you head in the opposite direction, and you become a Christ follower. You trust in him as your personal Lord and Savior, and that's what we call dying, or what Paul calls dying to your old self. Now, when you do that, you make this break with your old life. You die to it. After Jesus died, they buried him. You remember the story. They buried him in a tomb. And you follow Jesus in burial. You follow him in death. You follow him in burial. That's baptism. The burial of your old life when you go down into the water. But then, of course, 3 days later, and we don't hold you under quite that long. Not quite that long. 3 days later, of course, Jesus rose from the dead. And so you reenact that when you come up out of the water. Baptism reenacts the gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, if you go outside on a sunny day, I don't know if it's sunny today or right now, but on a sunny day, you see your shadow, right? And the shadow does what you do. If you jump up and down, the shadow jumps up and down. If you kneel down, the shadow kneels down. In baptism, you're sort of like Jesus' shadow, you might say. He died, you die. He was buried, you're buried. He rises, you rise. You proclaim to everyone, to God, to yourself, to the angels, to the demons, to the devil, to everybody that's watching you, that you are a Christ follower. He's your master. You are his servant. You are a new you in Jesus. This is a big deal, folks. This is really a big deal. You know, today we make a big deal when somebody graduates from high school or college, and rightly so. It's a big step. But sometimes Christians don't see baptism the same way. It's, oh, he's getting baptized. This is huge, folks. This is huge. You are putting on Christ. You are making a declaration to the world that you are his follower. It's sort of like the initiation. Let's look at the second question and answer about baptism. Number two on your outline. Why? Why should you get baptized? Remember when you were a kid and your mom or dad told you to do something and you wondered why, and so you said, why? Why do I have to do that? Is it just my kids that ask that? Now, maybe your parents gave you an explanation as to why you needed to do what was necessary. Or maybe if you were snarky and kept asking even after you received a good explanation, then they may have finally said, because I said so. Because I told you so, right? Anybody relate to that? You know, I never liked that answer when I was a kid. And of course, I said I would never do that when I grew up. But then I became a parent. And I found sometimes I found myself resorting to that one. Well, why get baptized? The short answer is, Jesus said so, all right? Because he said so. That should be enough for us. He said so. No questions asked. But of course, we always ask questions. And it's not as though he doesn't give us a further explanation. We have a lot of good reasons in the Bible. That's what today's message is about. But push comes to shove, Jesus says, look, just do it, all right? Like Nike, just do it. Push comes to shove. Remember, folks, we don't get to make this religion up ourselves. This is not build-to-suit Christianity. If we really follow Jesus, we do what the book says, okay? Of course, it should be a given. We do what the book says. And the Lord says, get baptized. Look what Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 says. Therefore go. This is Jesus speaking, the risen Jesus speaking. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, help me, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, you are declaring your allegiance to the one God. Notice that there's one name there, in the name, not the names, plural. One name, the name. The name of who? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three distinct persons of the Trinity. Baptism is actually your initiation ceremony into following Jesus and serving God in three persons. It's sort of like when a policeman gets sworn in, puts on his badge, puts on the uniform first and then puts on the badge, and officially joins the force. Baptism is when you publicly become a Christian. Did you know that? It's when you publicly become a Christian. Galatians 3:27 says, those who have been baptized have clothed themselves with Christ. It's like that uniform. You're now saying, I'm a Christian. You're telling the world. You've already trusted in Jesus as your Lord and received eternal life, but now you're making it official to those around you. Let's look at question and answer number three about baptism there on your outline. Who should get baptized? back in 1993, there was this bigwig CEO, Harvey Weinstein. He was the head of a tuxedo company. He was kidnapped. I remember the story. It was big news at the time. And they held him for ransom. And the kidnapper really meant business and wanted to show, hey, you know, I want the ransom money. So he buried Weinstein alive, you know, presumably until the ransom was paid. This poor guy, Harvey Weinstein, 13 days buried alive. But then he was rescued. Horrible ordeal, a total nightmare. It's what nightmares are made of. And the moral of the story is, burial is only for people who've died, okay? We get that? It's only for people. Never bury someone who hasn't died first, all right? The same goes for burial of baptism. It's only people who have died first to their old self. They've repented. They've made this change. They have died to their old self. It's not for people who have not yet made that decision. And so the answer to the question, who, is every Jesus follower. Every Jesus follower. You say, every follower? What if I don't feel like it? What if I don't like water? What, you know, can I opt out? Well, let the Apostle Peter answer that question. He was asked, what must we do? This is what he said in Acts 2:38. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Notice the every one of you. Every one of you that has repented should be baptized. Baptism is not an option, folks. It's a command of the Lord. It doesn't make you a Christian. Trusting in Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior. That's what makes you a Christian. Any more than putting on a wedding ring makes you married. Baptism doesn't make you a Christian, but it does show that you're a Christian. Look again at what Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, who's the them here? Baptizing them. Yeah. The people that he's mentioned in context are disciples. So you baptize them, you baptize the disciples. That's who baptism is intended for. Now, some churches baptize infants, but an infant cannot make a decision to follow Jesus. Jesus doesn't say, parents of disciples, baptize your infants. Baptize your kids. No, he says, baptize disciples. Nowhere in the Bible is an infant said to be baptized. It's always believers. The practice of baptizing infants arose centuries after Jesus and the early apostles, the apostles and the early disciples. It has no biblical support. Now, let me make clear, I certainly respect and cherish my brothers and sisters in Christ who baptize infants. I have friends who are pastors who come for that, come from that persuasion, and hey, I love them in the Lord. But I have to frankly and respectfully disagree with them on this point. There is no biblical support for baptizing infants. Now, here at Stony Creek Church, we dedicate infants. And there is biblical support for dedicating infants. They did that with Jesus. Jesus put his hands on and blessed the children that were brought to him. But baptism is for believers. It's for disciples. If you have not been baptized as a disciple, you may have gotten wet, but you haven't gotten baptized. Not according to the Bible, you haven't. Let's look at the fourth question and answer about baptism. When When should you get baptized? When do you bury a person who's died? Hopefully, rather soon after the person has passed away, right? You don't want them stinking up the place. In the New Testament times, you got baptized as soon as you became a believer. Now, let's say we're back in New Testament times, and I'm considering becoming a Christ follower. And I know some of you, and I've seen your life as Christians, and I've been impressed, and I'm attracted to this Jesus that you're talking about. And so I say to you, I want to become a follower. I want to be what you are. How do I do that? Well, you explain to me that I need to repent. I need to make that about face that I talked about earlier. Repent of my sins, turn away from my old self, my old life, and turn to Jesus. In faith, I need to embrace him as my personal Lord and Savior. And of course, when that happens, I die. And so I do that, and I tell you, yeah, okay, yeah, I believe in Jesus, I repent of my sins. You say, oh, okay. Remember, we're back in New Testament times. Let's go down to the river and ratify this decision. They did it right away. No delay, right away. Let's go down to the river because you are becoming a Christian. And so you take me down to the river and get some friends and relatives around, other people in the church, and you baptize me there in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You do it immediately. You take me down to the river to ratify that decision by undergoing the initiation into the Christian life. And so to the question, when should I get baptized? Answer, ASAP. After you become a believer in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Here's what was said to Paul immediately after he trusted in Jesus. Look at this. This is Acts chapter 16, or 22, verse 16. Ananias speaking to Paul, who had just converted to Jesus. He says, what are you waiting for? Help me. Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away by calling on the name of the Lord. I like this passage. If you're an unbaptized believer, this is what the Lord is saying to you. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Or maybe you say, well, I want to make sure that, you know, if everything's to my liking, it's on a good day. Well, hey, this is obedience here, folks. This is the Lord Jesus who's giving us this command. If you're an unbaptized believer, this is what Jesus is saying to you. You say, well, but I'm not sure I'm really ready yet for that big step. Well, have you trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you have, we got to get you buried because you died. We got to get you buried, man or woman. You're ready if you've trusted in Jesus. Now, the only qualifier I would tag on this is kids before the age of accountability. We want to really make sure that they're at an adequate age where they've understood what it is they're doing, because that is important, and there are biblical indications about the age of accountability, and so we respect that. Let's look at the fifth question and answer about baptism. Number five on your outline, how? How should you get baptized? Well, how do you bury a person? You sprinkle a little dirt on their head? Pour a little dirt on their head? No. You put the body fully underground, don't you? You don't walk through a cemetery and see somebody's foot sticking up out of the ground, do you? Hopefully not, unless it's a horror movie, right? No, baptism is a burial. In the New Testament, the Greek word that's used, translated baptism in your English translation, your English version, is the Greek word baptizo. It means to submerge. It means to immerse. It was used of ships that had sunk or of a person who had drowned. Obviously, this is somebody who's gone under. The word never means pour or sprinkle. There were other words for that, if that's what they wanted to say. And so the answer to the question, how, The answer is immersion. Immersion, to fully submerge the person. This is what Jesus commanded his followers to do, to show publicly that they were aligned with him, that they had given their allegiance that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Which brings us to our main idea, the one thing you should remember if you forget everything else I say, and if you're taking notes on that outline, and I hope you are, you'll want to write it down. It goes like this. Immersion should immediately follow your conversion. You like that? A little bit of rhyme and action there? Immersion should immediately follow your conversion. Well, there's a main idea for you, all right? Okay, now, if you would like to get baptized, maybe you're thinking, hey, this is for me. This is something I need to do and would like to do. Then your connection card, if you still have that in your outline, you should. We've already taken the offering, so it's too late to put it in the offering. But if you're interested in getting baptized, then just fill that out, and you'll notice that there's a place on there to mark where it says you're interested in baptism. And you can see that John Doe has indicated that he's between the ages of 30 and 49, all right? So that's a little bit about John Doe, free piece of information for you, all right? So take this connection card after you have filled it out and bring it back to the information booth if you would like to get baptized. Now today, as the climax of our service and this sermon, we have two candidates for baptism, Melissa Ashman and Hannah Lanusa. So I'm going to turn it over to Chris, and we're going to witness this special event.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you today. You know, normally at this time, I would do an introduction of why we do baptism, but I feel like that's been covered. So I farmed it out to Randy this morning, and I appreciate it. And so what we're going to do is jump right in to meeting these folks. Remember that these two ladies that are getting baptized today have made a decision in their life to follow Jesus, to die to themselves and their sin, and to follow Jesus. And now they're putting on the uniform right in front of you here today. They're going to come up, and they are clothed in baptism. All right, so let's welcome the first lady to come on down. This is Melissa Ashman. Give her a hand, guys. All right, Melissa started coming a little over a year ago, right? Yeah, to the church, that's great. And I think particularly Wednesday night was at first really ministering to you and Elena. Elena's her gorgeous little daughter. She was plugging into the women's ministry, and now here she is getting baptized, proclaiming her relationship with Jesus to you folks here today. And so, Melissa, I'm going to ask you a few questions. First, do you believe that Jesus is Lord, that he died for your sins on the cross and arose from the dead? Yeah? All right. She said yes. Good. And Melissa, have you personally put your faith in Jesus to save you from your sin? And have you committed to follow him as your Lord the rest of your life?
Yeah.
All right. Then Melissa, based on the confession of your faith, it's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Very good. Let's welcome out our second baptism candidate. Please, a hand for Hannah Lanusa. Very good. Hannah and her family have been attending for years. She's come all the way through the youth ministry, and I've been a friend to Hannah now for years. She's been a friend to me, too. It goes both ways. In fact, we just got back from our senior high mission trip, and Hannah was serving people in Jesus' name out alongside 23 others, and many more, actually, from other youth groups over in the Adirondack Mountains. And now here she is to proclaim her faith in Jesus before you guys this morning. So Hannah, I'm going to ask you these same questions. Do you believe that Jesus is Lord, that he died for your sins on the cross and arose from the dead?
Yes.
All right. And Hannah, have you personally put your faith in Jesus to save you from your sin? And have you committed to follow him as your Lord the rest of your life?
Yes.
Excellent. Then based on the confession of your faith, I'm happy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Make you ready. raise a hand, but I'm sure there's folks in here who have decided to follow Jesus but have not been baptized yet. Randy told you what to do. Get it done, all right? Get it done. Follow your Lord. Are you a Christ follower? Follow him. He's telling you to get baptized. Before we close the service, I just want to say we do have our newbie lunch. And so if you're newer to Stony in the last maybe month, couple of months or so, or you're just feeling a little disconnected and you want to connect, my small group is actually hosting it. It's at the room at the end of the hallway. And of course, I'm going to be there a little later because I'll be getting dried off. But the tables will be getting set up. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes. Please be patient and stick around because it's free Jets pizza for you and your family. Bring your kids back there. They'll get to meet my wife and kids. And they're a lot of fun. And you'll just have to put up with me being there. All right? Well, God bless you guys. And let's stand up. We'll close our service. I'll turn it back over to you, Randy, for that.
If you'd like some prayer, come on down here for our pastoral prayer team. And even if you're not going to the newbie lunch, we've got goodies back there for you. So stick around. Let's be a friendly church. Let's say hello. Let's greet one another in the name of the Lord. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next time.